Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat. floor. On your 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 floor.
I'm touching the feminine. This Atlantic City Pride is open for everyone in our community. It begins geared towards both diversity and gay communities, as well as co-ed events, rooftop pool parties, concerts, beach parties, nightlife parties, and more. And for the ballroom crowd, the first annual Blitz in Magic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe, presented by D-Comics in association with Lucky Balenciaga and the legendary Hall of Famer, Miss Teresa Mizrahi. Taking place Sunday, June 8th in the main ballroom at the Resort Beachfront Casino and Hotel. On the turntables, DJ Bonalora. On the mic, Greggy Visu and the legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Behind the camera will be ballroom throwbacks. Grand Prize, open to all vocal performance battle royale, boys versus girls. $500, boys in blue and white, girls in red and white. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Sex Dying, the sexy lifeguard, for $150, three trophies, one cash prize. And mini grand number two, open to all runway, European versus all American. The rich folk model, simple, clean, cut, and molest, in a white t-shirt and blue jeans, two trophies, one cash prize for $150. All categories can be found on Facebook by searching First Annual Risk Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe. Doors will open at 3 p.m. Ball will start at 4 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time as the venue is reserved until 8 p.m., so please be on time. $25 entry fee all afternoon. House tables are free. All house leaders and parents should contact Lucky Balenciaga or Teresa Mizrahi to reserve tables. First come, first serve. There will also be a fully equipped bar with top shelf liquor. The Atlantic City Police Department has been hired for security, so please leave the drama at home. For information regarding the ball, please contact Lucky, the Prince of New York City Balenciaga, at facebook.com/theprinceofnyc, or also the legendary icon Hall of Famer, Ms. Teresa Mizrahi, at facebook.com/teresa.rondo.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you. London.
Blatty.
Hey, London, what's going on?
Hello, Kelly. How are you, my love?
Oh, I'm Blatty. Fine. Hold on, London. Let's go get our R. Hold on, London. Let's get our R.
Tonight.
Lovely.
Good, good, good. Where's Rodney?
No, why did you chart my sister, my dear sister, that came up to you for real?
Oh, you didn't waste any time, did you?
I just could not.
I didn't chop her. I was asking her a simple question. You mean for Legendary Realness?
Yeah.
Well, I had to question her legendary status, and that's what I did.
Blatty, she was pissed. She called me that night.
She did what?
She called London.
Oh, really?
She called me. She was so pissed.
She was upset?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
I think I have fiberglass all in my fingers.
Wow. Well, you know, hey, it is what it is. The girls
have to
be careful because at the end of the day, I don't know about anybody else, any other pioneers or any other icons questioning people's status after the breakdown went through, because I asked her, when did she receive her status? Was it before we put the official sheet out on what the criteria was, or was it or was it before the criteria? She said, I don't remember if it was before or after. I know Selvin did it. Well, if you don't know if it's before or after, then evidently you're not legendary.
Evidently you're not legend.
So I spoke. So then Mark Milan said to me that she was made legendary from another state somewhere. I don't remember exactly what he was saying. So then I went to Andre, and I asked Andre. And Andre, I said, well, Andre, she said that you and Selvin made her legendary. And he said, no, I didn't make her legendary. But she has been walking enough that, you know, I see the legendary status. I said, well, I'm not sure if she got it before or after, so I'm not going to be the devil advocate. If you say you see her as a legend and she's been walking long enough as a legend, then I'll take that as we'll leave her status alone. But as of tonight, it'll be official, because no commentator should be able to give out legendary status or anybody after the sheet came out. So,
right. So
you
basically,
know, there's a protocol. So I didn't deign her legendary. I simply let her keep her status until it is found out, rather it was before or after the criteria sheet came out. So I don't want anybody calling in and saying I gave out status, because I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, mine especially. He's actually 16 years old. He's my gay father. And this
how old are you?
I'm 25. Why?
And you have a father that's 16. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's the new movement. That's what they do now.
That's the new look, right?
Right. I have to fit in.
So now it's a Benjamin Button kind of thing.
Yeah, very much. My mother's a trans man, so, you know, I'm really all over the place with that.
Oh, so she's the same as me. Okay, great.
Right.
Right, because I'm a trans man. Yeah.
Lovely.
So why weren't you at the function last night?
I was actually there. I was there for like a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see me?
Of course.
No, you didn't.
I did. I got called out for LSS, and that's when I seen you.
They called you out for LSS?
Yeah.
Did you walk?
Then go look up the videos and, like, try.
I remember everybody that walked. I have a photographic memory when I'm at an event.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember one of the runway models that walked at one of your shows?
The runway model that walked what?
At one of the shows.
Your phone is breaking up, I think.
The runway model that walked at one of your shows. That was me.
At one of my shows in
New
York?
Yeah, Fashion Week. Yeah,
For Fashion Week? For Fashion Week?
Yeah.
I know.
You know I'm out there.
Oh, you are really working me now, because I know there's three girls that I seen at an event that I did that walk runway. But it's but at least you broke it down that it's a Butch Queen category, so I don't know. Because there were no female runway walkers.
So you remember the walkers that walked for Betsy Johnson, right?
Betsy Johnson?
Yeah.
I wasn't at Betsy Johnson's show. No. No.
Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
She tried that, didn't she, Kelly?
Hi, London. What's going on, my love?
She had me going for a minute. She really had me going. I love it.
Honey, what's going on, my
but
love?
Baby, Kelly, what was this tea?
Love.
Listen, no. London, you had to get into the tea. What was the tea with you and Miss Exotic and Temperance? What was going on with that? When you was up there, you know, you, Exotic, and Temperance had a moment.
I sit, this is my thing. When I'm commentating or I'm just sitting back and I'm not judging a ball or walking a ball, I sit back and I watch the judges, you know, because I have events and everything. So I watch the judges to see what judges that I will pick that I will want to be on my panel, because I really, even though my daughter Laomi is definitely a fabulous performer and definitely gives me chills and makes me want to jump out of my seat when she performs and she's doing things, or anybody. It's a lot of people that give me that, but I just do not think that it's right for a judge to be up out their seat going up for somebody that way, because if I'm a person and I'm on the floor and I'm voguing or walking runway and the judge is going up for somebody else, that's going to make me, well, why am I even wasting my time? They already know who they want. And for you to be a judge and you already know who you're going to pick, and this is my thing, is if I already know who I'm going to pick already, it's no reason for me to take and look at the person I'm going to pick. I'm going to look at the other person to see what they're going to do. And I hate when judges only pay attention to one person. And I sat there and I watched them. And I sat there and I watched them when they did it to my child when my child was walking. But I didn't say anything, because I don't want anybody to think the only reason I'm saying something is because it's my child. So I waited until two other people was walking and sat there and watched them do the same thing. And when I said it earlier, judges, pay attention, I'm going to put you on blast, I was talking to them, because I do not like that at all. I think they're just so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they felt it was like an American Idol moment, you know, like when Jennifer Lopez and Randy, and them, they stand up and they clap for the artist because they gave a good performance, and then they have to say something after. I mean,
maybe she got chills, like a little bit of chills from the performance.
Yeah, sometimes you get caught up in the moment and you just, you know. You could have watched both of their performance, but one of the contestants probably did something a little extra that made you go, yes, that was everything. And then you glance back to the other one, you know. But I don't know. Everybody's entitled to, you know, how they view things. But like you said, as a promoter, you look for certain things in a judge. And as judges, you know, you have a decorum that you must uphold as a judge. Even if you're giving, if you're living inside, you sometimes have to be a little more stern and just be like, but inside you're getting your life. Like,
and
I got
right,
my...
and like to go back to the Miami, sorry to cut you off, but to go back to the Miami ball that just passed, Sanaya was practically getting up out of her seat going up for the performance team for Pink and White, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Right, so yeah.
What was that?
That was my phone.
Oh, that was a shady message, girl. Yes. So it goes around, comes back around, my baby. I love
it. Yes, it definitely does, honey.
I love it. I love it.
It definitely does. But if anybody is
Kelly, so how do you pull the kids aside after they get chopped?
What is that?
How do you pull the kids aside after they get chopped?
Pull who to the side after they get chopped?
No. The ballroom throwbacks recap.
Oh, you're talking about when Pretty Boy Realness of the Year, Jaden Ebony got chopped last night. That's what you're talking about?
How do you pull the child to the side like that?
Well, I have to interview the children, and I need to know how they feel, you know. He's Pretty Boy Realness, you know, I think in like three different states, so I want to know exactly how he felt, you know, with being chopped.
Right, someone sent me a message, happy birthday, Raven. Happy birthday, Raven.
Am I still in the queue?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay, because someone just called me, and they wanted me to do a three-way, so... I'll be right back.
Okay.
We don't do three-way.
Yes, I just wanted to know how the children feel by being chopped. You know, it wasn't shade. You know, mother just has to do her job.
Right, right.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. I can't
hear nothing.
Everybody,
hello.
Can hear. See, they can hear you. I'm in the queue. That's Ricky
Mizrahi. Hi, this is the Icon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful and yourself. It was good seeing you last night.
Well, it was good seeing you also with your blonde hair.
Thank you. Well, I'm black right now, but I was blonde last night.
And you lost some weight. You look good.
Yes, you know, I'm on a mission. I'm on a strong mission.
Okay, you do your thing, girl.
Yes. Everybody, welcome
about.
The Icon Ricky Mizrahi to the show, honey. It's his first time on
Hello.
The show. To the
show. Hi, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
That's my Google girlfriend, Miss London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, but if anybody's out there and y'all was in Texas, I would definitely like to know about the ball that happened this weekend in Texas, given by Trey Garçon. If anybody's out there and, you know, and y'all know any recap of the ball, please feel free to definitely press 1 and come
ball.
Up here and give us the key.
Next ball.
Huh?
Next ball. The next ball. No one was there. Next ball.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my God. These phone lines does not play, honey. I be telling the girls, honey. They got to get on early, honey. Hold on. Let me get our other co-host on the phone line, honey. Hold on. Hold on.
So since there's a Mizrahi on the line, do you know anything about Omari? Hello?
Yes. We had to get our other co-host on the line. He can't talk. He's still at work, but he's listening. Okay? It was ballroom throwbacks. Ballroom throwbacks was very tired.
Can I say something about ballroom throwbacks? Oh, I'm so glad. You
Hold on. It was a mistype, and it was retracted. Okay, London.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a mistrack, honey, and it was retracted. it was retracted, honey, and so, you know, it's not what it seems. So for everybody out there that was asking, the question, it was not what it seems, honey, okay?
Okay.
So everybody can stop asking.
Whose phone is that?
Hold on 1 minute. Because the phone lines are jam-packed. What the hell is going on? Why people do things and then don't? Okay, go ahead, R.
Now, this is not coming from a negative place. It's just coming from what we've been talking about as far as respect in the ballroom. I noticed that the whole media crew was out for ballroom throwbacks and everything. And I spoke to the CEO of ballroom throwbacks and said hi and everything. Just did my little rounds and everything. And I sit back and I observed. And I noticed that, you know, they were just going in, taking pictures of the girls and, you know, these other girls and, you know, just people randomly and things of that nature. And I'm not saying I'm dying for paparazzi appearances and things, but when you have someone come into an event that's a pioneer, it should be a given that you acknowledge them before you acknowledge anybody. And especially if they have spoken to you. I'm almost sure if it was a red carpet event in Hollywood and Diana Ross stepped on the red carpet and J-Lo was right there with her, they would go to Diana Ross before they would go to J-Lo because of the simple fact that she is a pioneer. You have ballroom throwbacks, which is supposed to be showing you things of the past, things of the future, and I think I represent throwback. And for them not to even acknowledge me with, can I get your picture, RR? I thought it was very offensive. However, such is life. These are things that happen. People may misinterpret it and say, oh, Ms. RR, I just wanted to get some shine. I don't need no shine from a camera because I get enough of it in the real world. But at the end of the day, you got to give respect where respect is due. And when any pioneer of any status enters a ballroom, it is the priority of the press to make sure that they acknowledge those people, even if not first, while they're acknowledging other people. To do a blatant disregard act of such sorts is a total disrespect, and I felt totally disrespected by ballroom throwbacks at Jack Mizrahi's birthday ball.
It's okay, oh, they probably just didn't see you that night.
Oh, you are so old school with your shade, girl. It's it. I love it, though. But that's not where I was going with that. But it's okay. Because at the end of the day, it's the first time I've ever been to an event where there was ballroom throwback because I don't come out that much. But when I saw them, it just didn't sit right with me. Kelly, do you understand what I'm saying?
They didn't even say, I agree with you. They didn't even say hi to you or anything like that.
No, he spoke. He said, hey, RR, how you doing? I said, I'm good. And I just went about my business. And I didn't say anything because this is just like, it would be like, say, for instance, who could I say? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. But it's a new generation of kids, and it's all about the newer, popular girls that everybody wants to see instead of having headlines like, who was there? Oh, this person was there, that person was there, you know, and I just didn't get it. And that's not coming from a shady place, but if you're going to be a professional media crew, you need to also be on point with who's in front of your camera, the who's who of the ballroom scene, and making notes that this person who never comes out came out. You know, that would be like Ingenue coming out and nobody's paying homage to Ingenue. Are you for real? Wow. But maybe it's just me. I don't know. But it is what it is. You know? I don't know. But like you said, maybe they didn't see me for many reasons.
It could have been personal.
Right, you probably chopped one of their girlfriends that night.
You know, hey, I don't know. But, it's, you know, it is what it is. But I just had to speak on it because that's just how I am. I speak on anything that I feel that needs to be talked about. And I thought that was something that needed to be talked about because I felt disrespected. And I don't like for anyone to disrespect me.
Okay, what happened? My internet just went down.
You missed that whole thing, Miss Kelly.
Yes, my whole internet went down.
I am gagging because I chanted down, bitch, and you missed it.
Right, Kelly, you said it. Go to the archives after the show. That's it.
Give her the recap in your own version, London.
Right, basically, the pioneer icon felt disrespected that his picture was not taken since he, you know, really doesn't come out like that. And, Ballroom Throwback, get it together.
I understand what R is saying. The Caesar's cousin is no legends or icons or any of that. There, you know, they're there and they just working with him. They don't know legend, who's a legend, and I. They're just going around just asking people.
Her internet went down again.
Yeah, it went down again.
Again.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Yeah.
Now we can.
Oh baby, this thing is doing shows over here. This Apple Ear is doing shows over here tonight.
Yeah, but I think as a media company, it's just like TMZ. Everybody that's on the staff of TMZ, they have to do their homework. You have to know who is who. So when you come into an event, if there's somebody at this event that's not a regular person that comes out, you need to break your neck to get to that person, or at least some. In the course of your evening, you need to give that person the due respect that's honored to them, especially if it's a media group called Ballroom Throwbacks. If you're talking about throwbacks, you're talking about history. You're talking about people who paved the way. You're talking about people who have actually opened the door for you. So when you have someone like myself who comes on the scene and I don't come out that much, it's not like I'm begging for press. I'm expecting press to know that I'm in the building and I should be given my respect. That would be like Anjanae walking into a room and she doesn't get her respect. Do you understand now? Her internet went down again.
Again.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This thing is doing shows tonight, baby. I'm doing shows. Honey, can y'all hear me? Because my phone is really going in and out.
Yeah, just try to keep on going. Say what you have to say.
Oh, okay. But, you know, it's definitely a lot. You know, they're young boys. They're young, you know, like I was saying, they really don't know the icons. It's just about taking pictures of people that's there in the balls. And, you know, with time, with them working with Caesar and Caesar working with them, they would definitely build up, you know, a familiarity with different people that's of a stature. You know, that they should try to get a picture or even get a view with them.
Maybe you should use another room for your satellite to catch or something, because maybe it's the room you're in that you're losing. I don't know. Your signal.
No, it's Apple.
Well, she might have to transfer some of her calls to you.
Did you have any highlights at the ball that just passed?
I enjoyed the young man from the House of Blahnik who walked Sex Siren with Dawn LaCroix. I think that's her name. Hello?
I think Kelly's trying to talk. So you said Dawn LaCroix.
That was Dawn, wasn't it? Was that Dawn? Kelly, can you hear me? The young, the blonde sex siren with the dreads. I always enjoy watching him walk. They gave a really good performance for the $500 they won.
Lovely.
Yeah, they gave you like a Las Vegas kind of theme, you know, and it was really nice. But, you know, the kids need to really start reading the flyer because they didn't read the flyer because it said with a show-stopping performance. And they just came out bumping and grinding like they normally do for Sex Siren. And that's not what the category was asking for. So
lovely. Icon was arrived. What about you? Did you have any highlights?
Ricky, are you still there? Hello? Oh, he went to watch Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. But you should have came. You probably would have had a nice time. You would have had a great time.
I told you I was there for
life. You wasn't there. If you were there, I would have saw you. I know who you are. I would have saw you. You would have had one of those. You would have had one of your fierce haircuts, and I would have said, "Oh, there's London." And I would have came.
You glanced at me a little bit. You glanced at me, but you paid me no homage. So I can understand where you're coming from, but I'm just so,
I treated you like a ballroom throwback,
angry.
Right? I didn't know.
You treated me like ballroom throwback. I'm just so angry that I just don't want to agree with you.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got a caller. 757-735, you're live on the air. You're live on the air. Are they gone?
Come on.
Hello.
Yeah.
So what else happened this weekend?
It was a ball in Texas this weekend. It was a ball in L.A. this weekend. But I guess nobody don't want to talk about the ball, sorry.
There was a ball in L.A.?
Yeah, it was a ball in Oakland, California. Give it about 4 minutes. But I guess nobody don't want to say anything. Honey, everybody, you know, I guess Tuesday night party group is becoming a better show.
Right. Yeah, I get that a lot. Where's Alexis to know?
Yes, where's Alexis? Kelly, where's Alexis?
Should we already know?
And she had a good time last night, and she went straight from the ball straight to school, Ernie.
I know that's right.
So, and yesterday
And
today was her first day in class, and she definitely came out and supported the ball and left straight from the ball and went to school. So, Miss Snow is probably
asleep. Did I just break a nail?
You know something, Miss Linda, you would really, really gag. That's just what I was doing. I was clipping my nails, and the thing pinched down by my skin. You are psychic, bitch. Work, Miss Linda. You have awesome powers.
Lovely.
Yes, I love it.
I got it from my 16-year-old father. I love him.
I know that's right.
Who is that?
Is that Kelly's neighborhood?
No, that's these girls pressing one and they not coming on the line. I don't know what's going on.
Did you have any highlights last night, Kelly?
No, I really didn't have any highlights last night. I love the fact the way y'all were sending all those girls on for the performance category, and it was about 30 girls, and only two of them got through for the $300. And then all the rest of them had to vote for the $100, and they still came out and voted. I had fun with that. It was definitely cute, Miss Thing, because some of the girls was coming up there. And after y'all was just sending a bunch of them on their way, bitch, oh, no, bitch, I got this, bitch. I'm the commentator. It's a chop. I'm not even going to let you go up there, baby. You ain't even got to come up there, baby. It's a chop, baby. I already know what they're going to do. You don't even waste your money, baby. Honey, hold on. Know your time, yes?
Wait, but I thought Malone was leaving the ballroom, but turned right back around. Just made a U-ey.
What happened?
Hmm?
What happened?
Oh, no, you know, like last week, Malone sent in, like, a resignation letter saying he can't do it, he can't handle it anymore. With the ballroom, so, yeah, she left, and now she's back.
Did he really?
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, I guess he's back, so, yeah.
Wow.
Being blonic to the fullest. I mean, the half fullest.
Wow. That's, I didn't even know that happened. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
A lot.
I'm looking forward to the New York thing Saturday because I didn't go last year because I was in Atlanta, so I'll probably be here this year in New York.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, so it should be really cute. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. The sex siren category was cute. It was really
yeah,
cute.
But, oh, you just said that. It must have been really cute.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I did. Yeah. Sometimes I get life off of Sex Siren. Not too often, but sometimes.
I enjoyed all the lip syncing performances.
They
have 25 cents to each.
Oh, these girls are caring and loving hip-hop.
Joe, are we just going to be quiet?
I don't know what the show is doing tonight. Miss Kelly has to
what
come back.
What is it given tonight? Just don't, you know.
Where's Miss Kelly? Know. Where are all the co-hosts? What's going on? Why are we trying to carry the
don't
show?
Don't have no co-hosts right now, no callers. Bitches just be scared.
Why? What happened? Did the Monday other show? Or, I mean, oh, you know they did a tribute tonight for Jennifer at 9 o'clock.
Oh, really? Where?
Yeah, it was really nice. On the radio.
Where?
On Blog Talk Radio. At 9 o'clock. I forgot her name. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel so bad. I forgot her name.
I can't.
It's part of the old people's disease that I get sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that was nice that a lot of people called them.
Yeah, a lot of people called in. Yeah, I was one of them.
That's nice.
Kiana and Vivi Sue's and a couple of her kids. And it was really nice. It was really a nice tribute because it's been a year. So it was a nice tribute to her. And I enjoyed it.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Where's all the callers? What's going on? Where's the co-host?
Baby, I had to get off. I don't know what's going on with this internet. 201-673, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, right. Hey, Shelly. Hey, London. Hey, this is Lamel Ebony from Texas. I called him up for Trey Ball. I just want to give kudos to Trey. He did had a fantastic ball in Houston. I want to give a shout out. Well, in Dallas. I'm sorry, I said Houston. I live in Houston. I want to give a shout out to the House of Ebony. We won grand prize. House of the most trophies. And I want to give a special shout out to the Pioneer Icon. Stuart Ebony for being in the bill. Also, Larry Ebony. And a shout out to Hollis Garcon. And also to that day coming out to travel from state to state to come support the Gulf Coast region. It's a new region that is getting to be really hot sooner than later.
Lovely.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Kels.
You're welcome. J-Rock, you live on the air. What's going on, Kel? What's going on?
Nothing.
Hello,
how you doing,
Wolf?
London? Hey, how you doing, R?
I'm good. How's you doing?
Doing good. You doing good, too, Ricky?
Ricky is watching Love & Hip Hop.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to do the recap of, you know, the Dallas Ball, too. We had a blast. When I tell y'all, it was everything. The venue was good. The spirits were good. Like Selvin said on the mic, when you come down to the Gulf Coast, it's like not no beefing from house to house. We really all just together, even though it's a small scene, we come out to battle, we leave it on the floor. Like LaMel said, shout out to Stuart Ebony for coming down and gracing, you know, gracing the floor and actually getting his life on his LFS, letting me know what an all-around Butch Queen is, you know. And he started voguing. I always say he melted like butter. He went from a tall, lean man to a ball in less than 1 second, and it was everything. Shout out to the House of Gotti. That is a brand new house in Dallas. And the girl that won Female Figure Face was everything. And she's a real girl. Nina Gotti is everything. When y'all see those videos, y'all are going to be like, I loved it. I gagged. I got my life. House of Ebony, most trophies. And, oh, yes, I got chopped, and they still didn't let me know why. I guess, I don't know. I got pointed to the judges. They didn't understand. I don't get it. But I got my life.
But it was J-Rock, yeah, you just said that, you know, there's no drama, you know, there's no politics, but they chopped you for no reason.
I didn't say there wasn't no politics. I said there was no drama because when they chopped me, I made it no drama because I turned to them and I said, okay, what did I do? And they said, well, I don't understand. I said, I don't understand. And I said, did I fag out? They said, no, you were supposed to fag out. Then I said, well, if I have to fag out on the runway, I will never win this category. And I turned around and I thanked them and I gave them a hug. And Selvin told me to stand on the stage and watch my sister walk, which did the same thing I did, and she got through. So I didn't understand what was going on. They couldn't understand it, and I'm not the kind that's going to start drama with a panel of judges. I would rather for you to just tell me, you know, I didn't see it. Or either I didn't like your walk. I chopped you because I didn't see you. Not, well, I don't get, what do you not get? I mean, I don't get it. So I didn't feel like that was drama. I felt like, you know, that if it's, I didn't say there was no politics. I said there was no drama. Politics can be there all day long. Like, I didn't, the drummer would have been like, bitch, why you fucking chop me, ho? No, what the fuck? This is an extracurricular activity. If you chop me, I'm still going to go to work and get my paycheck on the 1st and the 15th regardless. You know, so that's the way I look at it. And I still had fun, got my life. The little red carpet was everything. And the venue, I have to say, Trey's venue was everything. It was lovely. That's the first time I had to come out with the sun all the way up. It lasted a while, but we got all of our L's.
Well, that sounds like it was really nice. That's good. And there was no fighting, and the judges were fair.
There was no fighting. I'm going to let you know how the reason why I know that it was great and grand, because if you know the history of the kids in Dallas, oh, they pops on zero. When it comes to, like, pageants and everything,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they fights down. But they held their composure, even if they did not think that it was right that they got choppy and argue about it. They walked off the stage, they took their chops or whatever, you know, and they just went to their house, parents or whatever, and said, what did I do wrong? And then, you know, someone was like, well, baby, you need to do this, you need to do that. Yes, sir, or whatever. And they were very humble about it, you know, because they feel like this is something that they were learning and they're trying to make it hot. Well, they really ended up turning it. And Trey and Amaya put together, those two beautiful children, they are lovely.
Right.
So, I mean,
and
what'd you say, London?
Oh, no, I was going to go off topic for a little while. I just got my little gas mask, my costume for the ball in October. I was just scrolling down. I seen the flyer.
Which ball is that? The latex? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I got this, darling, okay? Stop trying to take my job, okay, girl? No, I'm not taking your job.
I just wanted to say I got my gas mask, and I'm bringing tear gas to the ball with me. So if a bitch wants to try it, they're going to be in the chambers.
Fuck you up, honey. But, baby, don't forget October 27th in Washington, D.C., the capital of the world, honey. My legendary icon sister, the one and only, the CEO
and founder of the hospital, definitely presents Gagaween, six captains, 16, $6,000 for legendary team performance. Definitely go to her page at Gagaween or Facebook, www.facebook.com/Gagaween, and definitely go out there and check out the flyer. The front of the flyer is definitely out with all the legends and the icons of performance is definitely out there. It's definitely a fab flyer. You know it's definitely going to be a fab function, honey. So definitely come out and have a good time. And then after the ball, honey, we can all head into New York City, honey, for Alegria. But thank you, J-Rock, for definitely calling in.
Okay.
The next caller we have is 516-385. You're live on the air. 516-385, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Baby, if anybody else is on the phone lines and you have anything that you would like to say, feel free to definitely press 1. We are definitely live and we're definitely on the air, honey. What the fuck, honey? My internet is doing shows over here tonight, honey. She's giving me much. Honey, she is doing too many things for me. Honey, hold on, we have
Why would you get that type of internet?
You know, oh my God, I was just thinking. Oh my God, the other day I was thinking like 201-673, you're live on the air.
They should bring it with somebody.
They're gone, honey. We don't have time for these girls. And
they were telling us what they were thinking the other day.
Well, we don't want to hear what they're thinking. No one has time for that, honey. So, did you enjoy yourself at the ball last night?
Yeah, it was cute. I had a good time. I was expecting a little more, but it was nice.
The girls definitely did give you rave reviews on your judging.
Oh, did they? Thank you.
Yes. I just try to go by the flyer.
But you know what I really do want to say, and this is with all sincerity and all love, and it's really like Jack is the type of person that, you know what, he's another Eric. He knows how to make someone feel appreciated, you know, when he gives you your introduction. And that makes a person want to come out and want to pump. You know what I'm saying? Greg does a wonderful job of commentating and everything, but he really needs to know, like, when you are calling out pioneers and icons of that nature, you need to not give them a watered-down introduction. And then you call out the next Joe Blow who walks realness with a twist, and you give them all these adulations. It's little things like those things that I'm tweaking right now that's really, like, irritating me. And those are the kind of things that make me not want to come back out, because it feels like, why come out? Then they're just pushing you to the back in the dark out of the light anyway. So, I mean, they're not going to, why? You know?
Right. So I'm guessing that they gave you a dry intro.
It was just. Can we see the pioneer R.R. Chanel? R.R. Chanel. Really?
That's what it gave, pretty much.
That's what it gave. Can we see the pioneer? Can we see the pioneer? No. Can we see the icon, Alvernian? Can we see the icon, Ricky Mizrahi? Oh, really? Bitch.
Hello.
Yes.
Who is this?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Kelly. Oh, child, please, girl, please. Honey, I'm all over the place tonight, honey. This phone is doing shows here tonight.
Come on, Kelly, come on.
I love him. I like Laomi's performance, though. I did like that.
Oh, yes, honey.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
system.
347-0315-16 is not available.
Where
at the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more
options. I think you might put your show on hold tonight, girl.
Girl, I'm ass.
At least they recorded you.
I don't care about all that. I'm making a very valid point here. And if I don't make that valid point, then it will go overlooked and continue to be done. And that's all I'm doing. You have to respect and you have to pay homage to the people who have paved the way for you. And you have to do it with the utmost respect. You don't do it with a lack of concern, and you don't do it because you think that they want their life. You do it because they have given you the opportunity to have a place to come to called the ballroom.
Hold on. Miss Snow, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hold on, y'all. I have a co-host is here. Hold on.
Are the girls standing in the line for the bathroom? Are the girls standing in the line for the bathroom? Are the girls standing in the line? Are the girls standing in the line for the bathroom?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shady Lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Well, I do, Nico. Your girlfriend loved it. Asking for her, she's here now.
Hello.
Hello,
you sound a bit under the weather.
I just had a long weekend.
I just wanted you to come on because I knew that Nico Uno Attack Zabella wanted to address you for some reason.
She wanted to do what?
She yeah. wanted to address you.
What did she want to address me about?
I don't know. She just, you know, she just don't know why you just attacked her the way you attacked her.
I don't even attack anyone.
I know, Chuck. Hey, her. But how are you?
Oh, well, I'm just tired. I got up yesterday. Everybody was in town, so we all met at BBQ's, had drinks. I came back to Brooklyn, got dressed for the ball, came back to the city. Big shout out to Carlos Balenciaga, Chicken Ebony, Dede Khan, Father Rodney, glad seeing you this weekend. And from there, we went to the ball, and from the ball, I went to school, and from school, I went home. And I just woke up, and I saw mad notifications, mad text messages, so I was just calling in to see what all the ruckus was about.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I'm happy that you're in school. That's lovely.
Thank you. I saw you last night.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Hello?
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
And she is not going to hang up. She is persistent.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4. Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
What is going on?
That's Kelly's phone.
Okay,
my internet is doing shows. That was Alexis' answer machine, honey.
Alexis, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? It was good to see you last night.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know what
old
you sound
school.
Like? You sound very old school, like when we used to come in from the functions and then we had to go to work the next day and then we came in and only got 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. When I tell you, I was good for the first to 1 o'clock. And when 1 o'clock hit, it was like,
then it hit you, right?
It's like, bitch, you are not 20 no more.
Exactly.
You get it done. But the ball was cute. It had a nice crowd. It was more, it didn't feel like a ball to me. In all reality, I saw no categories last night. Me, Shania, Dexter, a couple of other people. We sat in the corner. Well, after Shania got off the panel, we sat in the corner and just laughing. It was more of a social event. You know how you haven't seen a few people? And you, hey. And that's what more of it was. It was, you know, I think people are more socialized than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt very like a social network.
Right.
Yeah. It was very social networking. Oh, they're having a little thing over there. Oh, that's cute. Okay. But, girl, tell me, where did you get those pumps at?
Right. That's what it was giving.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wait, isn't that what every ball gets?
I mean, Lundy, you know, usually I try to catch a category or two, but last time I was just, you know, catch me in the cut.
Hello?
Stop.
Why y'all stop talking?
Oh. We weren't really saying anything.
Mm-mm.
Wait, can ice cream get owed? Because I don't see a date.
Hold on. What is this? 267-902, you live on air?
I'm here.
Who is this?
You called for me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Hang up on fortune cookie shape.
No, we don't do that. We don't do that here in London.
Oh.
Hi, Nicole.
When are you going to leave London? London?
I have nothing to say to you. I would not like to get charged.
That's real fucked up. Y'all didn't even ask me what I want on my pizza.
Oh, my God. Hi, Kelly. What's up?
I'm fine.
Hi, Art.
Wait, whose background sounds like you're in the shop?
I'm sorry, y'all. That was
how are you?
Hello, RR.
Ah, hi. Who is this?
This is Nicole de Bella Uno.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you, sweetie pie?
I am truly blessed and highly favored.
That is always good.
She's one of them that will kiss, you know, the icons, you know, buttocks, you know, just to get her life.
Oh, sweetie, I don't need to do that. I've been out for 20 years. Why do I need to kiss anyone's ass? Anyway.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Why don't you show your face so you can, you know, stop kissing everyone's ass behind a phone and kiss it in person?
Sweetie, I kiss no ass, and I show my face everywhere, sweetie. Just look at
me. No, you don't.
That's all you have to do. You just don't come out.
Why do you hide?
Or maybe you know, the people you be around, maybe you just block their view so they can't really see past you, so they never see me, sweetie.
Oh, blah, 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 what Kelly would say.
Cry, or maybe I'm just past you. So you
Kelly, where? Kelly, please. Where's Rodney?
Rodney is on the phone line. He's listening, but Rodney is still at work.
Hi, Rodney. Hi, Kelly.
Okay.
Alexis, what's up, baby? She called for me. You wanted me?
Excuse you?
Huh?
What's your son?
What?
Stay.
She said, did you call for her, bitch?
Bitch, up! Listen.
Stop acting like like you deaf.
Vince, I never call for anybody, and you are not the type of girl for me to call for, okay?
What does that mean?
She said, you're not the type of girl she would call for. You're not on her level.
Right, and whoever's investigating her case, they are going to get fired because she's the one that...
I can't hear it. Like, this is
at
like
the
too
end
much
of
going
the
on.
Day.
What's going on with
Sweetie,
the
no
line?
One was coming for you. You're not relevant any... Like, you were never relevant.
You know why,
but, you know, you're no longer Kiki. Okay, you're no longer a hot topic, sweetie. So, have a nice night. Thank you.
I want you to come behind that phone line and show your face.
Why? So you can do what? So you can smash me, eat me, do what, sweetie? What do you want to do?
I don't like the girls, baby. I'm too pretty. I'm too much of a mess. I'm too much of a woman to fight the girls. I got boys that will attack you.
You have too much body for that.
I have boys that will beat you down, sweetie, and I will stand there and land.
Sweetie, don't threaten me with boys. Please don't. Don't go there.
Then you are a waste of my time. I'm not going to
do that. Because I have men. You have boys
anyway,
and I have men, sweetie. Get it together.
Alexis, do you have a problem with me, baby?
I call him Listen City.
Okay, can we get Hawaiian Punch Boy off the line, please?
I can't hear you, Alexis.
She's talking to Alexis. She's talking to
you.
Well,
already
you got Motor Mouth in the background that won't let anybody talk, you know, because she hides behind a phone line.
Now she moves on to you, from Niambi to you, because you're sitting over her. Why do you do this, Nicole? But why? Do you not like how you look?
Well,
do you have to attack other
women? When I was listening to your show the other night in London, Nicole was a hot topic on your show. Why was she a hot topic?
She surely was, because she likes to read people for their statuses. She deserves to get red.
What are you talking about? You're sick, man.
She deserves to get red to feels, and I don't care. I will read her every Tuesday night until she gives up and never shows her face on another Facebook screen ever.
Baby, I will never give them.
No, thank you.
Not for those some ugly fucking bitches hiding behind a fucking.
And
phone.
Thank you.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, who's this clown?
Hold on. Jason, you're live on the air.
Yes, thank you. Ding, ding, ding. I'm in. Oh my God, where do I start? Hey, Joy Four Fingers. You called for me or you've been sending for me. I don't understand why you've been banned from every group on Facebook known to man. And you're still a talk. No, sweetie, I'm a man. You're the boy. So stay in the child's place, mister. Now I'm going to talk. So close them lips. Shut them. I ain't going nowhere, mister. I ain't going nowhere. You came for Alexis, but now I'm coming for you. How dare you open them big trap gums of yours and try to talk about anybody. You're white. You're going to get your lawyer on me. You're crying. What's your phone number? What time of the morning are we calling you? Please tell me, what time of the morning are we calling you that you had to throw South Times, that we're playing on your phone, that you can't sleep at night, you're taking anxiety pills, you are still, kill yourself. Just kill yourself. Kill yourself, mister. Kill yourself, man. Homeboy, kill yourself. You can't sleep at night. You can't sleep at night.
Who are you?
Apparently, I'm somebody
that
you came for.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Apparently, I'm somebody that you came for, mister.
Hold on. Hello. I'm talking, honey. Y'all didn't hear breaking news, honey. Ebony versus Prodigy fight at Vogue Night in Philadelphia.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Hold on, hold on. And that was breaking news. Hold on, hold on, hold on. And our other co-host is now ready. Hold on.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic overall father, Rodney. Rodney.
Rodney.
Hello, hello, Rodney. Before we go into that, I just want to address Nicole one more time, sweetie, and make sure you know this. I am too grown to be pressed by some little boy, sweetie. I'm not one of these nappy-headed little queens getting beat up by gangs of boys. That's not me, sweetie. So get it together, okay? Know me before you know yourself, sweetie, and I thank you.
You know, London, you have to just, like I'm not going to argue with the voice because, like, that's just crazy.
But hello,
you know
Ronnie,
saying?
How are you? What's your recap?
Hi, Ronnie. What's up, baby? Hi,
What's
Ronnie.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Ronnie.
So who was the other beast that was coming for me?
The girl, how dare you open your mouth and call anybody a beast
I'm
looking like Andre the Giant? Really?
Andre
how
the
dare
giant.
You
I'm
call anybody a beast when you inbox them?
Please.
I'm 5'8". How can I be Andre the
girl,
Giant?
Girl, you 5'8", 670
yeah, can
pounds.
I do about this?
No, actually, I'm about 300
Can we get Rodney in his recap?
Right, can we get Rodney's recap and not...
Yes, can we get to the breaking news?
J-Rock in the call. I'm going to put y'all back on hold with back to y'all. Y'all want to talk, press one. Thank you. Go ahead, Ronnie.
And Mufasa. All right. Kelly, I just happened to click on when you said breaking news, Ebony vs. Project, so I want to hear this first before I start commenting.
Oh, no, that's the team that just came through my thing. They said it was an Ebony vs. Prodigy fight at Broke Night.
Oh,
so
no,
what
that's,
happened? It was fighting.
That's an over-exaggerated story. There's no Ebony Prodigy beef at all. Everybody's fine. It was a group of people fighting a group of people. They just happened to have house names, and Ebony and Prodigy are the names that just stood out amongst the people that were fighting. That's the gist of the story.
Rodney. Hey, welcome, Rodney. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Alexis.
Oh, hey. You must be tired or sleepy.
Somebody just hit me up, Rodney, and they said, man, and Jason.
TJ, I'm not answering my other line. A group of people were fighting another group of people, and they just happened to have house names, and those houses had the most popular people involved in the altercation. That's how it became a Prodigy Ebony beef.
Oh.
Rodney, how was Texas? I did not make it to Texas. I apologize to him for not making it, but I did go to North Carolina. Have anybody talked about that or anybody? Did you mention that ball, Kelly?
We haven't. We only talked about the Rumble, and some people called in and talked about Texas.
Okay. Well, is Oz on the phone or he's not on the phone tonight?
Who?
Oz.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. I put Oz on hold because his background was loud. Oz? Wait. Hold on. You know, my internet is acting up tonight. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Chill.
Rodney, I was going to IM you a private message, but since you put it on YouTube about how you're a pro at this certain thing, I would like for you to teach my my boyfriend a little bit.
I'm lost.
Oh, you're lost?
Yes, I'm a little lost. So you have to IM me again.
Oh, just go to the video of how do you cook grits and, like, go all the way to the end of it. It was the last question.
Oh, okay. Which group was were you in on that one?
Oh, no group.
Baby, this internet is really doing shows tonight.
So, we're going to talk about Friday. I'll give you all my weekend recap, total recap, whatever. Started off on Friday. I went to North Carolina. Friday. Went to North Carolina. Maurice Balenciaga, along with myself. We got to the ball. We met up with Lisa Prodigy and China Prodigy and Cam Prodigy and Giovanni Khan. And we all went to the little mini ball in North Carolina. Andre Mizrahi was there. Tony Revlon was there. Sandy Dior, Econ Blahnik, Robert Allure, some of the Ebony's. It was Ebony's, Revlon, Chanel's, Prodigy's. Few other houses as well was there, the ball was quaint. It was a small little social set, but it was fine. It was a candy themed. So originally they were supposed to be creative with the candy. Each category cost a specific type of candy, and there was a lot of discrepancies with. Between the ball promoters and the participants on how exactly you're supposed to bring it. Were you supposed to have it incorporated in the effect or just have the candy on your person or in your pocket or wherever you had it, as long as you had the candy to walk the category. So we had a few categories, all the ribbons categories were first, so they had a few ribbons categories, and then a few people got chopped for not bringing it how he said, because he did it in his little, in the group that they have, I guess the Carolina Ballroom group. So they actually started the ball over, and the people that won originally, they dated their wins, and different people won the second time for the battles and the money. So that's how it started, and then we moved on a little bit. Some people were upset about it, but everybody was like a big fuss. I was a little vocal, but I try not to control someone else's function. We judged and we let it go, and we just made the most of it. Shout out to the Miss Riley's winning the grand prize for runway. That was a contested category and a little heated. Some people said they wanted to call in to discuss the category. They were on the phone, but they declined to press one. To talk about it. They just wanted to be Facebook about it and not vocal. Pretty Boy Realness won by Darius Khan. Transman Realness was won by Mo Balenciaga. Twist was won by Ebony. Can't remember his name. What else? Thug Realness was won by Revlon. Schoolboy was won by, I think, Decatur Ebony. That's it for that ball. It was okay. It was okay. We moved on. And on Saturday, we decided to go to New York to come to Jack Trimble Ball. So we got to New York Saturday evening. Myself, Chicken Ebony, his birthday, it was week that weekend, and Day Day. We all went to New York, and we took them to our hotel. We went to Secrets, where, we was drinking all night. Those are my cocktail colleagues. So we definitely was drinking all night on Saturday. Then Sunday rolled around, and the rest of the cocktails came into town. Marcus Garcon showed up. We met up with my son, Carlos Balenciaga, and Sunday was BBQ's, of course. That's our New York tradition. So we got in BBQ's. We, enjoyed some meals, enjoyed some drinks, did a little shopping, got my Father's Day gifts from my son, Carlos. Thank you again. I love you, son. We wore those to the ball. The ball had, at 9 o'clock, Jack had put it out there. It was from 9 to 10. It was open bar. So we left BBQ's at 8:30 from drinking. Went straight to the ball at 9 for the free drinks. stayed there till about 11, and then we left the ball because our hotel was on 39th Street, so we just walked to our rooms and began to get dressed for the evening, and then we had the ball. So I'll start with the ball. So what recap did y'all get for the ball, Kelly? As far as
somebody said it wasn't an open ball, it was free house liquor.
It was free house liquor. So yeah, that was correct. And once I got the first cup, it really didn't fit well with me. So we went back to our normal Ciroc and Hennessy because we were still enjoying the set. But the food was excellent. They had barbecue chicken. They had collard greens. They had macaroni and cheese. They had different kind of cakes. It was a really, really nice spread by whoever, you know, catered Jack set. It was good. Stop it, Kelly. I'm on the chat room now. Hello, chat room. No, they were fighting outside. No one is banned from being in the streets. No Ebony's or Prizes
right, yeah,
are banned
are they on the
from being outside. Well, so the ball was okay. Like I said in the video, I really commend you on your judging on the night. Temperance as well applauded you and gave you kudos for that. I actually got, you know, inspiration from you when I judge balls. It came from me watching you over the years, how you judge, how you're particular and stickler for the categories as well. So I do commend you on that. It was good seeing a lot of the older people in the ball. And, you know, the ball was okay. The ball was okay. I enjoyed myself. I wish they wouldn't have brought those people back for performing.
I'm so sorry. I have to be right back with you. I have a house meeting right now, actually.
How many bridges are there now, London?
It's like five of us.
Oh, okay, you got five.
Yeah, I have a lovely house. I have disclosed the documents. I can't mention their name. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, Kelly, are you on Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, did the video part with you and Mike, is that out yet?
Yes, it is out.
Oh, okay. I mean, that worked today. I didn't get a chance to see anything. Ooh, that was classic.
Yeah, you know, the girls can't take me. I don't know why the girl. Hello.
Hello, overall mother fella, Mr. Man 777, Queen Nefertiti. How you guys doing? I love you guys as well.
Shall I say this before I leave? Mike actually does look like he swallowed the sour power or something.
Kelly, who took your wig off?
What'd you say?
Who took your wig off?
Alexis, you ain't seen the ball, so how you know somebody took my wig off?
I'm asking a question. That's what I'm asking. Bitch, calm down.
It wasn't that somebody took my wig off.
Uh-huh.
He thought it was my hair, and he was trying to get my attention, and he pulled it. And he didn't come all the way off, but he was trying to get my attention, and he pulled it. And it was Buddha. It was Buddha ex Herrera. Now I heard back to Balenciaga.
Yeah, he said he went home. I told you to put some glue on that, Kelly.
So yeah, I know. You know, I told you I ain't got time for all that shit.
Oh yeah.
Buddha was in the ball.
Yes, he was.
I didn't see Buddha.
He was over there in the corner.
Oh, okay, over there with the Dexter in that corner.
Yeah, he was over.
It's now definitely official that Smiles and Lil Tony is not in the House of Milan anymore.
So it's definitely official now?
Yes, it is.
Well, we already knew Lil Tony was gone, but remember we were speculating about Smiles.
What?
So
it's
now they're officially 007. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Big ups for Smiles and Lil Tony 007. I'm sure that makes somebody's house very happy members. But to me, Little Tony is a diehard Milan, so maybe he just needs to, you know.
Well,
I think he'll go home.
Words from my sources is they can't come back.
Oh.
I was really shocked as far as Lil Tony, because when I departed, every time I saw Lil Tony at a ball or just in basic conversation on computer, he would attack me.
They said Father Cardone is not having it with the children. It will be no in and out in the line.
We got Father Cardone, but running. They, you know what I love about the House of Mahon? They run a stern ship. It's more so to me like a. I'm not saying like a not they're not family, but like a business. You know, they whatever goes on, they try to keep it under wraps. And Cardone don't play with them. I love it. Hey, Auntie, I know you out there listening.
hold on, we got a couple of callers. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller? Okay, I guess not. 204-581, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell y'all that I'm just listening. This is my number. Save it. Miss Kelly, answer your phone.
Naima, hold on. Wait. I'm glad you called. I saw something about TJ and TJ was supposed to be attacked this weekend.
I don't know. That's the thing I got.
Who was going to attack?
Who? Huh?
Oh, Jahad wanted to attack TJ?
Yeah, that's what TJ I had heard.
I didn't see Jahad last night. I was in the corner. I missed everything.
Oh, no, he was.
Yeah, I didn't see Jahad either. Somebody told me he was there as well. I didn't see him either.
They said he was outside waiting for him.
I mean, I didn't really miss a lot because the corner was very festive, but I missed the ball. And big ups to all the winners from last night.
TJ, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
TJ, why are you going to be attacked?
Mind you, I just heard this literally 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
TJ Mizza?
TJ Mizza?
Huh?
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
Jahar wanted to attack TJ Mizza?
Yeah.
My understanding from what I just found out 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't think y'all be in the same circle.
Mm-hmm. What circle was that?
I mean, just period.
Oh. I'm missing something.
Hey, what? I'm over there.
You cooking out this weekend, right? Aren't we barbecuing?
Oh.
You.
Am I cooking out this weekend?
Yeah.
What is this weekend? I can throw some burgers and stuff on the grill because I go down to the village and all that fag stuff. So, yeah, I can do that on Sunday. I can have a light service.
Okay.
Oh, really? I'm coming up to you.
I can do that
on Sunday, have a light service. And I don't know, baby. I'm not gonna keep changing. I keep changing my date and changing my date, honey. But I'm going to definitely on the 11th of August. I don't give a fuck what date it is. I'm having my big cookout that I invite everybody to. I was gonna do it on July 28th, but that's con weekend. August 11th is my fucking weekend. I don't give a fuck who ball it is or whatever the fuck is going on. To all my girlfriends, Rodney and everybody, August 11th is the fucking date, and that's the date we're doing it, and it's going down. Free food, first two bottles of liquor is free, and then, you know, after that, my mother takes over the bar.
Okay. Once you have my nutcrackers.
Yeah, it's funny. So it's definitely gonna be going down. Oh, I gotta find out what's going on. TJ, they say he's trying to be attacked and stuff. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I was like, when they just called me and told me, I was like, huh? They was like, wasn't you in New York?
I got one phone call and one person on Facebook level. Supposedly it's posted somewhere.
Mm. Well, child, it's a
who
mess,
was,
honey.
Who won Sex Island last night?
My husband.
They was like,
Wait a minute, did you say Santonio
is your husband?
Well,
there was so much going on. For Sex Siren, for regular, Santonio won body. He won Mardell's body, and Balenciaga won muscular body. AJ Balenciaga won muscular body, and they battled for the cash, and Santonio won. Then they had a regular sex siren for the juniors, cowboys, and seniors, and the battle was between Cameron Allure and Roz Mugler, and Roz won sex siren. Then they had another category, which was team sex siren, and all the teams got chopped but one, and the team that won was Antonio Blahnik and Erica Kane LaCroix.
Okay.
That's how that went. That's your full recap of the sex siren categories. Anything else y'all need to know?
Who won Pretty Boy?
Pretty Boy was won by Dante Balenciaga.
Okay. Congrats, brother. Okay, well, I'm trying to get to this. I missed, like I said, I didn't see none of the ball. And I've been at school all day. I went to sleep, and I just got up, and I got all kind of messages. Where is this picture that in the VIP room?
Where was it? I haven't seen. I haven't been at work.
The picture of Don Ye and Dick Armey.
And who?
Oh, they said Don Ye. They said Don Ye was supposed to win over Dick Armey or something like that.
What picture was that? What category was that?
I don't know. A lot of people walk a lot of different categories. Diane walked like three categories.
That was sexy realness.
Oh, sexy realness.
Diane won the category.
Yeah, he won the sexy realness.
Diane won sexy realness.
But they say they don't think that they don't. The girls were saying when they were looking through the pictures, they were saying that they don't think that Don Ye should have got it over Nick Omni. It was like Nick Omni's body was more cut up, or he was more sexier than.
I think it's 312-6663. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Chanel.
Ra is not here. Okay. Well, I just want to say hi. This is Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray.
How are you?
Ray Ray, I'm coming out there for my birthday.
When? When is that?
June 30th.
Oh, you coming for Marco Ball?
Well, we're coming out there for the weekend. It's my normal birthday celebration in Chicago. Most likely, we will do the ball because it's on Sunday. I don't know. I like to really be, you know, I like Chicago's Friday as well. So, you know, we normally be up north on Sundays. But we are doing the bowling party on Friday. We're doing the cookout for myself and Marcus Garcon on Saturday or early Sunday. And, you know, we're just making a weekend out of it. So make sure everybody's aware of it. And, you know, Chicago's going to be live because we'll be there.
All right. Who is this talking?
It's Rodney.
Oh, that was Rodney.
Yeah.
Rodney, Marcus Garcon is your father?
No, I say my road dog. His birthday is maybe five behind mine. We celebrate together.
Very handsome,
you know who my father is. You know who my father is.
I need me some of the same rash. That brought back memories.
Hello?
Have you been to St. Rez, Rocky?
I'm sorry?
Have you been to St. Rest? I think it's St. Is it St. Rest? Something like that. Is it a little restaurant? Yeah.
Of course.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 404-698. You're live on the air.
That's it. 404-698.
You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I didn't press one. This country, what's going on? I didn't press one. I'm just listening.
Yes, you did.
What's going on,
Kelly, you pulling people out? You pulling people out the audience?
No, baby. You want me to screenshot? I'm not a bitch that do that. I can take a picture of my thing right now, bitch, and put it up on the motherfucking thing so you can see.
Y'all know the place y'all should have been, and honey, that was down there. What was that in Texas? That Pretty Boy Realness category. In Texas, the Trey Garçon ball.
What about it?
No, I was just saying about the Pretty Boy Realnesses. All of them was eating it today. They all was eating it, and none of them were paying as far as I could tell.
Right, so were the New York ones painted, Naima?
Well, I know one of them wasn't. I don't know. You know what? Don't do that to me.
You threw that in there, so I'm getting allegations that you were thinking that you were saying that someone in New York was painted.
No, I was just talking about the Pretty Boy references in Texas.
Okay, just a total isolated conversation. Got you. I was on the phone because I wanted to comment. I wanted to talk to him because he was sounding like a film queen on the phone earlier.
Baby.
Oh. I know how he is about that. Appreciation for your history and things of that nature. So, yeah, he was really, not going off, but just showing his disapproval, for the actions of the media and the commentators and everything of last night. And I was catching a little bit of that.
So, Rodney, can I ask you a question? Even though I know you said it wasn't, no Prodigies versus the Ebonies. It was just a little minor thing. Just for like the viewing audience and stuff like that, you don't want to recap like what actually went down because there's so many stories that's floating around. People
saying there was a lot of the other house people out there that was with them. It was Mezzos, it was Couture, it was Prodigies, it was Ebonies, it was everybody out there, but I guess the Ebony was the one that wanted to feed the story to their house because of the high-profile Prodigies that were there. And man actually went to break up the altercation between the four people that was approaching the one person. And when he went over there to that defuse the situation, the people really got bucking, got wild, and jumping on cars, and then someone swung on Jason, and then, it kind of went while from there, from trying to defuse the situation to escalating the situation. There wasn't a Prodigy, jump by Ebony type of thing. That's why I addressed Trina and telling her to get the full details from other people besides her one Ebony that was out there. And, so they said it was had like a taser and all that stuff. So when they picked up a taser, somebody picked up a rock. So, you're fighting.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you something.
It wasn't a jump. If everybody felt like it was a jump or it was a thing of that nature, the hierarchy of both houses would have already discussed it and was in a future situation, which we have because we know that it's exaggerated detail. That's why I was with Dexter yesterday. I was with Chicken, talked to Sanaya. We all, we're not making this sort of Ebony Prodigy beef or nothing of that nature. Nothing of the sort.
Right.
We're still family. For those that were family, we still are family.
Well, that's good, Dan. Well, let me ask you something then. Being that, what is your opinion? Because they had that band that the little bandless or whatever the case may be, and they're going for this whole, no fighting or you're suspended 2 years, from the scene or whatever. Let me ask you something. Would it make a difference if people were fighting in the ball versus outside of the ball? If you're outside or whatever, y'all tearing it. Would those rules still apply to people if they outside
and
fighting?
I addressed that issue. I said the same thing about you because if you're fighting in the ball, you want to ban them from disruptions from the ball. But if you wait till the ball is over and you deal with the altercations outside, then how is that disrupting the ball?
Right. But what if you? But what if you? Somebody. Okay. Let's still take the same situation. Let's say if people come in. Let's say if they come to the ball, but they don't come in the ball or whatever, and the people come outside and then they tear, because you know there are people who do that too.
If they're already banned from the ball, it's like they've been banned from the ball. If you can't stop nobody from coming outside, you can't police the block and say you can't come within 100 feet of the venue where they have the ball. We can't. Now that's just too much. But I'm sure somebody will try. I'm sure someone will try. You can't go, if it's a ball on 69th Street, you can't come within 5 blocks of the ball. Or who's going to arrest them? Do we have a ballroom police? I mean, it's just too much. You can start something and you can get the idea of it to set a mold to try to get people to calm down. But sometimes it's just self. Because I do know that the Philadelphia Alliance came to FaZe last night as we were talking. And they felt as if FaZe has learned his lesson, and they have released his ban after what's been like 3 months now.
Hmm.
They have released his ban, so he's allowed to attend the functions in Philadelphia. They said since he have got there, he actually have calmed down, which I can't. He's definitely been calm.
In all of the years that you've been out, right, in the scene, and let's go for everybody else on the phone. Would you have ever thought that the scene would come to the point where everybody has to be treated like little children, like in kindergarten or something like that, to kind of police them to act right?
But it comes from these older leaders that want to give these babies titles so they can come to their house or be in their house or stay in their house and different stuff like that. And so now you have these kids that are kids, just saying they're in kindergarten, get promoted to 12th grade or going straight to college.
Some people
don't know
need
that
treatment.
And want to be the ballroom, but now they think because they have a mother or father title that they're on the same wavelength as a college graduate, and they still playing with building blocks. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And now they want you to respect them as such because they have that title, but they don't know anything about the scene, no direction, no information, no history, no anything, but they want you to be on the same level or want you to treat them as equals because they have that title now.
But what about when it's not just the younger generation or when it's not, the generation before the younger generations, meaning like you have your middle and then it's the oldest, the original.
Naima, can you just get to the point you're trying to make? Because I feel like you're beating around the topic.
I'm not beating around the topic. I was just asking him a technical
question. I'm speaking on it today. You got me here. I'm ready for the interview.
I'm
ready.
I'm speaking on the general. Now, Mr. Lester, now, if there's something else that you have in mind you think I might be trying to ask, then why don't you ask it? But it's nothing that
I have to ask. I'll speak from experience for myself, Naima, from being in a few altercations throughout the ballroom scene through a number of years. When you have a disagreement or something with an individual, and you guys want to man up and go toe-to-toe, which I have, and you deal with your situation, you know what I'm saying? You one-on-one, you take care of the situation, and it's squashed. There's no jumping of the houses. There's no this and that. If I have a beef with an Ebony or if I have a beef with a Mizrahi, me and that Mizrahi will take it outside or take it wherever. We'll deal with it. And the next ball, we might walk against each other again. We might see each other. It's still a pound or whatever, win, lose, draw, whatever the case may be. But everybody is so vindictive. And ballroom, ballroom is my life as well. I am ballroom. But I also have to go, operate a business, take care of myself, take care of house, take care of friends, take care of people. So I know it's still an extracurricular activity. That's why I play around with a lot of different categories. You still try to have fun, but a lot of people are taking the fun out of it. Andre and I, we have fun. We talk to each other. We talk about different little stuff like that. But some people try to drain the life out of us, but we try to put it back in by walking stuff and go to different places and try to do it. But some people, it's their mainstay. So they'll take it a little bit stricter than others, and their feelings and comes out in a different way.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Alexis, what did you think she was getting at? Because I think you know.
Yeah.
Alexis?
Is it crickets? Yeah. She's so busy trying to turn me that they
done turned her. Yeah. But I do like how Jack had everything set up back to the ball. I do like, you know, the energy that he puts into it, the effort that he puts into it to make you feel as if you're at a, you know, a grand event, you know what I'm saying, with the promotion, video promotion, the different stuff to set up and everything like that. He's definitely, definitely a businessman. Did Kelly and Alexis get cut off? TJ?
No, I'm here. Alexis?
I'm still here.
Oh,
no,
I'm
okay.
Still
here.
Oh, it was crickets, huh?
Still here too, honey. Where is it? I enjoyed myself overall, honey. I had a good time. Even though I didn't get to see the new host that much.
Well, Kelly, who's your new boo down in North Carolina?
What?
Bitch, I was.
Wasn't Santino the one you said that won the body?
No, don't worry about that.
He got a couple, don't you?
No, I don't got a couple.
Well, speaking of Santino, I just want to, you know, put my plug in again and say I love him.
Don't put your hand in there, okay? But if you want to know who it is, I'll see you on Saturday from 2 to 10.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, you know I'm not going to be able to make the ball. Or I normally don't do the New York Prize. Anyway, for some reason, that's one of the only prizes that I really don't look forward to attending.
Yeah, it's going to be cute. We're going to have fun, baby. I got over $2,500 worth of liquor, honey. We're going to get drunk now. And whatever liquor we don't drink, honey, we are having tomorrow the next day as we cook out.
I think about coming.
You're coming.
I know I want to be there because I want to see the new peas. And the food, too. And I want to play with RJ.
Yes, honey. Oh, RJ be home. RJ be home.
Oh.
RJ, my son, honey. RJ be home on Wednesday.
Look, Kelly, did you give a shout out to your co-hostess for your party for winning Faith for the 500?
Yes. Honey, that's my sister down, honey. She definitely did come out last night and definitely did snatch up that 500 girls last night for Big Girl Faith, Miss Dane. The girls came up in the building too late, Miss Dane, to walk the category. But I hear they would come in because they thought their mother was walking the category, honey. I'm not walking anymore mini balls because my mini ball wins don't count, but everybody else's does.
Who won Big Girl's Face?
Aisha Prodigy won the $500 last night with a bald head or a short haircut, and she had her short blonde hair on and her red cocktail dress, honey, up in the building. But I ain't working no more baby balls. I'm waiting for all the big balls, honey, because, you know, you got to be a Shay Shay or a Temperance or a Didi for your $500 to win, for the matter.
So, wait a minute. So are you referring to those people when you say that their mini balls count when they walk mini balls?
Yeah, when they walk the $500 grand prizes at the mini ball and they win, it's a qualified win. But when Mother Couture walks, honey, it's not a qualified win. The girl's being punked. I'm not being shady. I'm not being real, honey.
Honey, when you said that, I just heard. Am I there?
Honey, you know.
I thought that was the funniest thing that I thought on the show. She said, I was like, am I there, Paul?
Oh, yes, honey, baby, yes, honey. Oh, baby, so are y'all going to be in D.C. for the Gagaween?
Yes, God.
okay, honey. Baby, you know I can't wait, honey, because you know it's a Gagaween ball, honey, so you know it's going to be twists and turns and gags all night long.
Well, speaking of speaking of D.C.
I got to check on that because I it's one pageant a year that I go to, and that's that weekend, so.
Honey.
Yeah, Black Universe in Atlanta that weekend. So we normally, you know, put our man support, you know, that scene during that weekend.
That weekend is a wrap.
And also, I talked to Jasmine earlier. My father and I think Elijah and Andre, if I'm not mistaken, are having the People's Choice Award Ball, People's Choice Ball that weekend. So I think I'm going to Atlanta, then I'll come to D.C.
The people who have the Southeastern People's Choice Awards you're talking about?
Yeah. I think it's the same weekend.
Elijah, Brandon, and Egon.
Oh, okay, okay.
Nobody won't be there.
Oh, wait, you say, wait, let me call. I have to make sure because, you know, the girls have it out and I don't want to waste my time. And
is they fly already out?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. I have to call my girlfriend and make sure it's okay if I don't sit a while. Because I don't want to waste my time and money and get to the category. But,
Don't waste your time and your money, Miss Thing. You might as well just go to D.C., Miss Thing, and then head it back to New York like everybody else is going to do. You know the girls are going to stay real local. You know the girls don't miss Allegria for nothing. So if they have the ballers on Saturday, they go on Sunday, and they ballers on Sunday, nobody's not going to really be there because, you know, when Andre has his balls on Saturday, bitch, the girls hit it Sunday right after the ball and get on a plane to come to New York for Allegria.
That's a lot that weekend.
Yeah, it is.
A plug. I know the ball is a minute away, but can I do a quick plug for me and Jamie?
Yeah.
All right, guys. What's in the Name, Part 2, November the 10th, New York City in the Bronx, right up the block from Kelly's house. Grand prize is Oway for $1,000. And just added yesterday, Legendary Runway. $1,000, sponsored by Marcus Garcon and Chicken Ebony. $1,000 for that. And also from the LBC, from Susan Mizrahi. $100 for women's performance. She says she wants to see the Bizzas and the Prodigies go at it.
Oh, I know that's women's right.
Women's performance, $100. All
yes.
Women, come on through.
And just added for this weekend at me and Aisha Ball, we have Butch Queen Sex Siren, and we have Open to All High Fashion Streetwear versus Urban Streetwear.
Versus who streetwear?
High fashion
versus urban
streetwear.
Oh, versus urban, okay.
Yes, it's going down this weekend, honey, at 2 o'clock, honey, from 2 to 10, honey. It's definitely going to be a fabulous event. It's definitely going to, you know, the girls are definitely going to get full down. We have a whole lot of liquor, honey. Got to have a whole lot of food and stuff going on, honey. It's definitely going to be a fabulous event, honey. And then we can all hit it and go to BBQs afterwards and, you know, or do something in the city.
I can't.
So will your boobie walk in the sex time category at your ball this weekend, Kelly?
Excuse me?
I'm not. Kelly, do we have to go back to BBQs? I just left there this weekend.
Oh, no, we don't have to go to BBQs, baby. We can take a stroll through the veil. You know it is gay pride, so the children will be out. It will be
late.
It will be snacks out, honey. I talked to what I wanted last night.
And Dante, I'm going to have to call you, brother.
We could go stand on Naima's legendary corner.
Wait a minute. Don't try it.
Talk about the corner where she had her good nights.
I have to go to Dinosaurs again. I haven't been there in a minute. That's me and my mother's spot.
Rodney, oh my God, honey. Baby, I'm about to pin Naomi on the phone so you can tell Naomi that, and she's going to tell you the stories. Tell what you just said, Rodney.
Wait, this is the radio show?
About Dinosaurs, about the Dinosaurs time I'm in New York.
Hello, Rodney.
Naomi.
Hey, Lay.
Nice seeing you last night.
Nice seeing everyone, too.
What's going on with Dinosaurs? Give me the story.
With Dinosaurs?
Yes, the restaurant.
We went over it because Kelly told me about the restaurant, and I've never been there. It was on 125th Street. So we go out there, and we were trying to wait on Tati and Raven and them, but they didn't meet up with us, and we were hungry, so we hit it. We go to 125th Street. We get to the place. We tell them that, you know, seating to two. So we're sitting there waiting. We wait there for like 30 minutes. They still not seating nobody, saying that there was some type of fire in the kitchen or something and that they was going to seat people like in 30 minutes. So we waited another 30 minutes. We sat down, and we were still waiting because we wasn't being seated yet. So then they come to us, and they're like, oh, that they won't be serving no more food because their gas is off or something like that. They have to shut the gas off. So they were supposed to be giving us a $50 gift card. So we're sitting there, Kelly, I really want to take a picture of Kelly's face when they told us that they was not going to be feeding us. Kelly's face looked so distraught, like she was over it, like for real. I really wanted to take a picture. I was just sitting there laughing at her. So the managers come. And they bring us our card, and the lady's like, okay, we gave you a $20 card. We gave you a $20 gift card. And then she gives it to Kelly, and she's talking to this other lady, and Kelly turns to me real slowly, and she's like, this fucking bitch tried it. And I'm like, tell her she owe you $50, tell her. And she's like, no, fuck that shit, I'm over it. And she just got out, and she left. And we ended up going to fucking Checkers. I was so over it.
Oh, no.
Wow. So you say you never been to Dinosaurs?
No, we was there for like an hour and a half waiting.
It was definitely good, but, you know, ooh, wow. I'm glad I didn't go. I hope my mom didn't go because she was trying to go. And she tried to, you know, we was going to go on Sunday. What day did y'all go?
We went today. This is like earlier today.
They normally be closed on Mondays.
Oh, no, they was open today.
Okay.
And it was packed, too. So many people left. I know they was over. They lost a lot of money because they was giving out gift cards to everybody who was waiting.
How'd it go from 50 to 20? That's only for one person.
Exactly. That's what Kelly was going for. I was like, tell her. She paid it. She just walked out.
She
was
over.
She didn't get
that's
no food.
But it's good. It's very good. When you get a chance to go back, if you go, it's very good.
Yeah, we're going to go probably Sunday. She was trying to snatch some buffalo wings out of this van, too, because they was walking past with some chicken wings. It was funny. It was hilarious. But I'm off to Chaco.
What's next on your world tour? Where are you going next?
I think in October I'll be going to Paris next. That's going to be my next stop.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a good night, y'all.
See you.
You too.
Baby, when I tell you I was mad I wanted my food, honey. I wanted my food, bitch.
You know, what's the name of the restaurant is in Times Square, too? How come y'all never try to go there and eat?
Ooh. Where?
B.B. King restaurant.
Oh, because the line be so long, honey, and you can't wear Tim's and fitted hats in there and stuff. You have to have a heel and stuff like that. Yeah, bitch. Honey, bitch. Oh, we want to be going out to eat, bitch, in a heel and shit, bitch.
Oh, okay. I know not me, honey.
Rich, not me either, bitch, honey. I want to go to the restaurant and get comfortable, honey, bitch. And you know, bitch, I was mad, bitch, because, you know, I was going to cheat today on my diet, bitch. I eat all day, ain't had no smoothies or nothing all day because I knew I was going to the restaurant today to get my. So I said, I'm not eating nothing all day, bitch. Me and Naomi sat here all day and got this, bitch, and gagged. Bitch, you know, I was too through with it, honey. But, you know, if I don't have my cookout on Sunday, honey, I'm going with my, you know, my new friend, honey, to Dinosaurs.
But he'll be at the ball, though, right?
Yes, he'll be at the ball.
Mm-hmm. Walking his category?
He will definitely be at the ball. Honey, baby, you want to know, baby, honey? You want to know? Don't worry, you'll see on Saturday, honey.
Bitch, I would cringe if it's Santino.
Baby, honey, you'll see, honey. Baby, don't worry about it. You'll see.
You said the head bitch was telling me to give it to you.
Why? Why, honey? You know they said mother get what mother wants. Don't forget tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow night. Everybody that's on the phone line and everybody that's listening is still listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, honey. We are definitely back on. We're on Tuesdays, and it's the London Tea Party show. It's London and all her girls from the Tea Party will be on tomorrow night, bitch. And they show was off the fucking chain last week, bitch. I gagged this thing. London and all her girls from her Tea Party come on, bitch, and they be going ham on the children. Who's going to be on the chopping block tomorrow night, this thing? Because last week, this thing, Miss Nikki was on the chopping block. Who's going to be on the block tonight, this thing?
They definitely slaughtered her, honey.
Every Tuesday night, they pick a different person, and they slaughtered them for dear life. Honey, baby, it was a key. I was gagging.
Well, she came over here tonight, honey. You know, giving very bitch. At the 7500 talking about lining
them up. I think my sister was still half asleep, just saying, for being at BBQs and then the ball and then straight to school and then sleep. I think my sister was real sleepy, honey, because she was really at my sister tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of like Alexis, just to pay.
My sister gave her that girl. Whatever, girl, honey. I ain't got time for all that.
I just didn't feel like making her relevant would have made, you know, the situation even better. So it was the thing.
Yeah,
I get that too.
The thing, I'm gonna stop. You know what? A lot of the girls is using the fab girls in the scene, Miss Thing, to stay relevant, Miss Thing, and we need to stop letting these girls get this shine off our time.
Because I was going to say, because she had let her in that chat room. Alexis had let her in that chat room. You know, I remember reading, I think it was a few days ago, last week or something like that, I think it was just a few days ago. I think called her all types of fellas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney.
Yes.
What happened for the category did Carlos walk last night? He was upset.
Carlos walked and won Urban Streetwear, and Lucy Liu won High Fashion.
Oh, okay. He lost.
Yeah,
it. Okay.
It was very, very passionate. They both are very emotional when it comes to the category. So it took me back to when I was in my prime of walking streetwear. You really was into it. You can feel it. Like, they really had the crowd energized with them as if they both won, but it was like tension. It was just so heated, like, you know, it was a lot.
Oh, wait a minute. The gorgeous girls, they were in the building last night. I don't remember seeing Dee Dee. But that backdrop that they have with all of them on there that Jack was taking pictures in front of, baby, Miss Shania and Miss Dee Dee, y'all was sitting in the picture.
Lola looked very good last night.
I didn't see Lola. I saw Vic, I saw Paris. I remember seeing Paris. I remember seeing Sanaya. And I think I did see Lola when they took the picture. Well, like I said, I didn't really see much of nothing because I was incognito in the corner.
Hello, you guys. I'm
there,
back.
I didn't see you perfect, like, I saw in that corner, in the corner. I saw Lola, Nadia, Nadine, and a few other girls that were over there by.
Oh, okay. I was over there. I just didn't see.
London's back.
Hey, London. What you say now?
Hello, I'm back. I just said, Alexis, I'm right along with you in the picture.
Oh. So what are you trying to say, London?
No, you said that they look really nice in the picture.
Yeah, they look.
Oh,
so,
shit, you got to get into it. She got very
into the. Right, that's what I'm saying. So, what did they, you didn't like them last night?
No, last night, you know, they were cute. You know, they was on, like, every ballroom throwback recap, but all of a sudden they don't want to be on that one. So. But yeah, my meeting where I'm back down to one member, only me.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Not got rid of.
It was that type of meeting in London?
I know. My meeting just, you know, they just all left because Nicola said that she was going to press charges on anybody that's in London Bridge. And they don't get involved with things like that, so they just left.
I mean, I missed the phone because I wanted to speak to her since she was on the show.
You know, they don't have their visas, and when we go on boats to different balls, they, you know, they don't want to get spooked and get sent back. You know, it's bad. It's a bad look.
Well, Kelly, London, Rodney, not, you know, I'm going to say goodnight. I have plans in the morning, so I'll talk to you guys. Kelly, I'll talk to you throughout the day tomorrow.
You ain't the only one gonna say goodnight, bitch. We all gonna say goodnight, baby.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Rocky gotta go to work. I loved it. Has to start building her house back up, honey. Naima needs to get ready because she's trying to figure out who this piece is. But he is definitely.
No, Naima trying to get ready. Naima trying to get ready because she got a heavy week this weekend.
Yeah, honey. Ooh. She definitely has to. Don't worry, Naima. I'll hook you up with somebody.
You know, this is gonna be very. She should be fat by the time this weekend over with. There's gonna be
it's definitely a lot of snacks, Naima, that's coming in the building, honey. So you just tell mother which one you want, honey, and you know I'll make it happen since I got my snack, honey, baby.
Wait, so hold on, Kelly. Kelly.
Can you smell what the cow is cooking?
Ooh, all that, right. Girl, I'll put in that spaghetti. Listen. So, you cooking for the ball?
Do I buy it?
Are you cooking for the ball Saturday?
No, I'm not cooking. It's going to be food there, but I'm not cooking. I'm making a couple of things, but I'm not cooking like that.
Yeah, Kelly don't wash her grits. I don't want to eat anything she cooks.
We wash our grits. I don't give a damn what y'all say.
Baby. But everybody can say goodnight one by one, honey. We get it out of here, honey. Don't forget tomorrow.
Goodnight.
London Tea Party, the slaughter of the girls, honey, is definitely live.
Yeah.
Over here tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, 11:30. Honey, everybody say goodnight, honey. We about to get up out of here.
Make sure you're
good night, everybody. And Kelly, I will be calling you in the morning. Answer your phone, honey, because we're going to get this okay. Don't forget, honey, this Saturday in New York City, starting at 2 o'clock from 2 to 10 p.m. at the Gay and Lesbian Center on 13th Street between 12th and 8th Avenue. Myself and the legendary Aisha Prodigy will definitely be having a ball. Definitely come out. It's definitely a lot of categories and a lot of cash. It's definitely going to be fun. We're definitely going to have a great time. We're definitely going to show y'all all much motherfucking love. The ball is called I Love New York. Definitely look up on my timeline. Look in London Tea Party or look in the official Radio Ballroom group, and you can definitely find out the categories and everything. Definitely please come out and definitely support and definitely have a good time. I support y'all. Come and support us. I am the legendary overall Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your home. And definitely don't forget to go to www.facebook.com/gagaweenball and definitely check out my legendary sister, the legendary icon Jasmine Couture. Flyer categories will be dropping soon. Definitely go and like the teaser that she has out with all the icons and all the legends of performance up on her motherfucking page. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night with London and the Tea Party crew. Good night.
Legendary Mother Aisha, Prodigy from Mars, and legendary Mother Kelly Couture and TJ present the I Love New York Ball. Come take a bite out of the Big Apple. Come get your motherfucking life. Come get some cords. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m., so be there. New York.